Hello and welcome, gamers. This is All Systems Go, your gaming podcast for all the silliness you could ever want, especially if you're looking for things like, I don't know, Nintendo, speedrunning, and Resident Evil, because those are probably three of our biggest topics. My name is Tim. You might know me better as Graduated Gamer. You can find me on Twitter at Graduated_Gamer. With me this week, we actually have the whole crew this week. If you recall last week, Joel and I did a special Nintendo Direct episode because our lovely lady co-hosts were celebrating their birthday. So I think Joel and I would like to wish them a happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Hope it was very fun and birthday-ish.
Yes, yes. I hope you got to do things like blow out candles and play lots of scary horror games and write fan fiction. I hope it was wonderful.
Well, maybe the two latter, but not the first one, since we don't eat sweets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No sweets, huh? Not even a cookie?
Nope.
No, we were considering making a tofu cake, but that would be a lot of tofu, and we never got around to it, and we were just like, let's substitute for fan fiction and video games!
There you go. Yes, I would probably rather write fan fiction than eat a tofu cake as well, so that's just me. So there you go, you kind of got most everyone there saying, you know, hello in a sense, but I'll go ahead and let them introduce themselves properly. Let's go ahead and start with those lovely ladies of ours. Lessa, how about you take it away?
Well, yes, Lessa Wake over here, or also known as Add a Talented Friend on the Twitter, and I have not yet gotten back to my Twitter spree, but you can find me there once I do. I tweeted a lot more this week, though, than I normally have done in the last couple weeks.
You did. My phone was blowing up. It was good.
Oh, it felt the love then, yes.
It's good. It's good. Awesome. So, and Reen, I think you were also getting in on the Twitter action, right? So, you're also on the Twitters with your sister.
Yeah, I was tweeting a little bit, but like not as much as I wanted to, but there's I think some Walking Dead things. I'm like, oh, I just have to retweet this. But yes, anyone listening, you can find me at ReenAVA on Twitter. And Lessa, I just have to say, I swear you open up every time you introduce yourself with like the same thing.
It does sound similar.
It does sound like the same thing. Hey, yeah.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
Right? I like it, Lessa.
It's not like her Twitter handle changes week to week.
It's true. I probably say that, honestly, I bet if you listen to my intro for the last 4 weeks, it probably sounds exactly the same as well.
I should change my name every week.
Yeah, right? There you go. Yeah, well.
Hi, I'm Ron Hitchell Spigot.
With that, let's go ahead and take it away to Ron Hitchell Spigot, across me, also known as Joel.
It's me, Ronald McHitchell Spriggle.
McHendenbergenville.
Dugan Deluxe. And, hey, I've been...
I totally got that.
Yeah,
I totally,
a little inside.
That was
inside
a little Rick and Morty reference there.
What's up, guys? I decided to keep my Twitter the same, though. It's just going to be Joel Cieslak for the sake of simplicity. And I'll be uploading some footage of my FIFA 2014 World Cup run, because I finally qualified with someone.
Is that what you're booting up on?
That's
YouTube?
What's uploading right now, yeah. Nice. Second group game. So I qualified with China.
Baller.
That's what's up. I beat EA. They tried to make an impossible game to play, and it is totally broken to shit, but I did it.
Awesome.
It only took 35 tries, so I think I'm ahead of the curve.
Fantastic. Well, I look very, very, very much forward to watching that McDeluxe edition of your FIFA run with China.
I don't have an HD capture card, so it's in standard def, and it's like, it looks terrible, but you can kind of see the ball. So.
You can kind of see it? Does it have like a ball tracker?
I need to like highlight it like the old NHL.
Got it.
Footage when they highlighted the puck. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that is our panel, our hosts on All Systems Go. So welcome, gamers. We're going to start things off just like we do every podcast. And we're going to be asking everyone, what's in your system? I'm actually going to go ahead and start it off this week, so I don't know if I've started for a while, so I'm going to go ahead and be selfish. I'm actually playing a PlayStation game, an original PS1 game back in the day. It's called Tomba or Tomba. I'm not really sure
Tomba.
How it's pronounced. Tomba?
I've heard Tomba.
Yeah, Tomba. It's a pretty obscure, in a lot of people's eyes, obscure platforming, side-scrolling kind of game. Basically, you play as like a pink-haired caveman kind of kid who is fighting evil pigs that have taken over the land and sprinkled their evil magic.
A lot of games seem to have evil pigs in them.
Yeah.
If they have a pig, they're always evil.
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, they're evil pigs, and you gotta defeat the magic, and you actually defeat them by, like, biting them and then flinging them. Like, you bite them and that paralyzes them, and then you throw them against walls and they get killed. So, it's weird.
It tastes like bacon.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm playing that because it's also kind of like a sought-after title, and I've had it for a while. I've never played it, so I was like, hey, you know, why not? I'll give it a try. So, yeah, that's really the only thing that's been in my system. I just finished the Swapper for the PS3, but looking forward to finish up Tomba.
Tim, yeah. I would really prefer it if you'd be quiet.
Okay, all right. What do you want? What?
That's a... Okay, you need to look up the Tomba 2
The Evil Swine Returns?
From AGDQ, or SGDQ last year.
SGDQ?
There's a fantastically awkward moment.
I'm gonna have to look at that because someone speedrun that game.
And then you will understand why I said that.
Gotcha. Just I was like, Joel, you're so mean to me. I thought we were friends.
Being a dick out of nowhere.
I know. Even Reed Lesser probably over there, like, I'm mute. Like, what?
Yeah.
The hell is happening?
Wait, are we having a thing? Right
yeah.
Now?
Was this game part of your 52 game challenge?
It is. It is game number 5, I think. Of the
wow.
Okay, so yeah. So you beat DuckTales?
I did beat DuckTales Remastered. Yes. Life was like a hurricane. it was fun. It was challenging and frustrating because there were a lot of cheap deaths in the game. But it was enjoyable. I really got a lot of nostalgia out of it. So that was good. I was pleased. I'm looking at a lot of other games next, and I might be looking in the near future at Deadly Premonition.
Please do it.
So yeah, but I'll let you know as soon as I start playing it. You will know. I'll tweet it out to you. Don't worry.
Okay. So, please do. I love that game. It's so spectacular.
Yeah. Well, speaking of games you love, Reen, what's in your system right now?
Well, since it was our birthday last weekend, like I'm not sure if you saw that we were tweeting about we bought each other some games.
I did.
We both went to GameStop. Yeah, so we both went to GameStop, and I walked in first. And I was like at the cash register. I'm like, okay, don't tell her what I buy her, because like we're regulars there. So I'm like, don't tell Lessa what I bought her. And like we tried to do like that cool spy sneak thing where we buy each other the 3 games and then we exchange them when we get home, to see how well we know each other. And the results were interesting.
horror games, and probably horror games. I'm guessing.
I don't think one was horror.
What?
Well, I mean, if you consider The Walking Dead, that was semi-horror.
That's not horror. That's like Telltale.
Yeah, it was more narrative.
It's narrative based on horror. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So last weekend, Lessa and I, we couldn't wait until our birthday on Sunday. So we just totally decided, like, that night, let's play video games as we can. So, like, we showed each other our gifts, and we're like, oh, my God, you know me so well, type of exchange. She bought me a cute little Tyrant plushie. And so she's put in The Walking Dead Season 2 to play it, and we both kind of went back and forth after we beat The Walking Dead 2 and played Murdered Soul Suspect. I always thought it was Murder Soul Suspect, but it's a murdered, like, ED at the end, and we're like, huh. But so, like, when we were playing Murder Soul Suspect, which is actually a really good game, someone told us that it was, like, Beyond Two Souls and Lessa, and I were like, fuck no, we hate that game, it was so stupid. Murdered Soul Suspect is so fun. It reminds us of a Deadly Premonition, like how you brought it up.
Okay.
And it's interesting, like when Lessa would earn a trophy, she'd hand me the controller and then I would earn a trophy and then I would give the controller back to her. Hmm. And go ahead, you could talk about The Walking Dead Season 2 for the Telltales, Les.
Well, yes, thank you for already saying what was in my system.
It was a segue. It was a good one.
Okay, yes.
That was good.
Okay, but two things for The Walking Dead Season 2. First of all, great game, probably even more interactive than the first with, I guess you could consider them quick time events, how they added them, where you get to dodge things in semi-cutscenes-ish.
Right.
Ish. Very ish. But, and I loved how this time you were actually given the run option, because I know I complained a lot about that with Reen when I played the first season 1. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's going so slow, I want to run, but then I would actually consider it a hot walk, considering there's not much of a speed difference, but at least I was happy to see that come to fruition, but whatever. But secondly, there's the glitch. Okay, see, I didn't know about it until I was playing to the last chapter of, I think, chapter 5, maybe episode 3 or something along those lines, when I suddenly get the "your data has been corrupted" error, and I didn't think anything of it at the time, because right after it came up, when it went away, I saw in the lower part of the screen it was saying saving, And so, I mean, to fast forward, I progressed further through the episode and then decided to call it a night because it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then, mind you, I only have like 3 more trophies to get before the platinum. So, yeah, I go to sleep, I wake up and get all hyped to beat it, turn on my PS3 only to find that my data is all gone and I don't have the save file anymore. I was so pissed and like literally hanging my jaw in disbelief. But thankfully, the chapter select, or like you can chapter select with the game. Mm-hmm. So the only downside of that is that since there was technically no data, the game automatically fills in and picks up any of my previous storyline choices. So like if I save someone and it, since I don't have my save data, it just does what it wants to do, and maybe now that person's still with my group and things like that.
But
at that point, I didn't care though, and just ran through to get my platinum, and it was frustrating, but I got through it.
That sucks. Well.
It was because she put like 14 hours into the game. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. We went to sleep. We woke up, and then it was like there's no data, no recollection, like of any game play. And we were like, "W fucking TF!" And then like she had to go and see the last 3 chapters. And then we sat there. We're like, "We don't give a fuck." Like, there was no feeling at the end because like so much that she put into. We're just like, "Let's just beat this damn game already." It was so like, and now she has to play it all over again and find a way to get past the glitch because they're bringing out season 3. And it
reads, since they were going to take a different take on it. Did they mean that for the storyline, or did they mean that for, like, was it going
to
be a
I don't know, but that means you're going to have to play season 2 all over again, because if they read the data from season 2, you have nothing.
I mean, it does have replay value, so I could, like, make different choices instead of between the 2 characters in the beginning, but I don't know.
But back to Murder Soul Suspect, Tim, you should try it out, because it's, like, about the detective. Like, have you ever heard of Murder Soul Suspect?
I've heard of it, yeah, but I don't... Nowadays, I don't really buy new gen or like recent gen games unless because I get so many for free from my memberships, like with PS Plus and Xbox Gold. Like, I just got Witcher 2 for free, which I've wanted to play forever, and it's a massive game. So, like, I typically don't buy them. So, if it ever becomes free on like PS Plus or something, I wouldn't like overlook it. I play free games all the time just because I'm like, they're free, why not? So, but.
Mm-hmm. Like, it has an interesting concept. Like, I like it a lot.
Okay. No, maybe I'll do a little more reading up on it and see, because maybe I'll be able to find it for pretty cheap on, like, half or something.
It's by
like
Square
that.
Enix.
Oh,
I think the,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Squeenix, right?
Or Squenix, as they're mashing it, so. Nice.
Did I butcher the name?
No, I don't know. I think it's Square Enix, but I don't know. I call it Squeenix.
Oh.
Squeenix.
Squeenix. Okay, yeah, I'll call it Squeenix now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thank you, girls. Joel, what fucking the fuck is in your...
Yeah, I like reading with the rare use of WFTF.
Yeah, WFTF. What
one.
Fuck... W fucking TF.
Don't hear that enough,
sorry.
Really.
No, it was hilarious. We were both over here just smirking at each other.
So, yeah, like I said, finally qualified with China.
Yep.
So China's taking over the world, and...
In your game and the real world.
Spoilers, I beat South Africa 2-0. It's my first group game, so that went well. And what?
Oh,
Vuvuzelas. Yeah, Vuvuzelas. That's what they get for inventing that friggin' hellspawn thing, instrument. And my second game was against Czech Republic, which I lost 1-0. Mm-hmm. So I gotta pick it up. Might have to beat Colombia, my final group game. Depends what happens in the other game as well, but I'll probably have to beat Colombia to advance. And you'll find footage of that on Twitter, filmed with a toaster.
So, I like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And not really running Mario 64 right now,
because
doing FIFA and then doing a lot of Super Mario Brothers runs, the original NES one.
NES.
Trying to get under 6 minutes.
Via emulation?
On my Wii U.
On your Wii U,
I bought the on a virtual console.
Gotcha. Awesome. Good stuff. All right. Well, we'll probably get some Smash action in later as well.
Yeah.
So that's
Mario Party 5, perhaps.
Possibly. Yeah, a little bit of that. So.
Luigi wants to make a comeback.
Luigi.
I will buy all the stars.
I get all the bonuses. Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough of Joel and I being stupid. Let's go ahead and move on to our next topic. We're going to be talking about movies instead of video games. But actually, it's kind of cheating because we're going to be talking about video game movies, particularly...
So many people just shut the podcast off immediately.
I know, like,
though.
Movies.
They're gone. I hate movies. I only like video games.
Just all systems suck. that's our new title. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to be talking about movies based on video games. And I think, Joel, you brought up the topic a little while ago, based on some conversation we had a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah.
I talked about Resident Evil.
Right.
I think, and Reed and Lessa have opinions about that. And so you were thinking, like, well, what are some video game movies that aren't terrible? Because we always like to bash on the Mario Brothers movie. But yeah, I don't know. There's tons out there to choose from. Reed and Lessa actually gave us a link of the 10 worst video game movies of all time, according to this dude. But yeah, I don't know. Joel, you already have one that you like that's not terrible, in your opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much like the only... Well, I guess I'd say there's two that aren't bad.
Okay.
And I think my favorite is Silent Hill, which I actually think is good. Like a solid horror movie.
Okay.
And I'm disappointed that Rena and Lessa don't like it, because I thought they would for sure.
But they're like up here on horror genre, like love and fandom, and yeah. You are probably like down here, and I'm like in the basement,
yeah.
Where I'm probably going to get killed by Pyramid Head.
I think they're... yeah. I think they're definitely way more interested in horror gaming than me, but I'm pretty big on horror films.
Nice. So you like the Silent Hill.
So yeah, Silent Hill's good. And I think Final Fantasy The Spirits Within
really
is not terrible. I think when it came out, it was visually pretty cool. Like, I don't recall anything looking that close to real in terms of CGI. Like, you had Pixar already, but...
Was it, like, 1990?
2001.
2001, okay, so it was a couple years off.
And, you know, besides the fact that it had roughly zero to do with Final Fantasy the series...
That's why I hate it.
I thought it was a pretty good movie, just, like, on its own.
Got it.
And then, I guess there's a few other, like, mediocre ones, like the first Resident Evil. Stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, on the whole, they're mostly garbage.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the next one, because I know Rian and Les are probably over there just like, oh my god, and I'm just going to blow them away right now, because I'm going to say, first of all, I hate the Final Fantasy Spirits Within, because at the time it came out, I was so into Final Fantasy. Like, I was riding the high from Final Fantasy IX constantly, and I was just like, yes, this came out, and I saw it, and I was like, it sucks. I hated it. I can't get over that letdown. So I have to disagree with you on that. I haven't seen Silent Hill, the movie, so I maybe one day I'll have to give it a try. But I do like the Resident Evil movies.
No!
That's why I went second, because I knew you were just going to be like, they suck, which is fine. Like, you're entitled to that opinion, and you're probably right. They suck from, like, a video game canon standpoint. I know you've talked about it before, but I like it. I think it's better than... Look at this way. When you compare it to movies like Super Mario Brothers and, like, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, movies like that, it holds up pretty well, I think, for, like, an action... like, violent action-type movie. So it's a guilty pleasure. Alex and I both, my fiance and I both love watching those movies, and I think they don't suck. I actually think they are above average for a video game movie.
The cinematography's nice, and, like, their animation, but just, like, no, I think they made Alice, like, I've only seen one, and I could totally be wrong, but I think they made Alice,
No, Reed, we saw the parts, the one with, I think
you're
was
right, the one where they just the Executor and the Chainsaw Man, never mind. Well, like, I didn't like how they kind of tried to integrate her into, like, Umbrella, where she's like, this badass MF.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesker is, like, the BAMF. Okay,
that was the only point that really got me, because I didn't like to see another visual of Wesker in reality when I'm already in love with his 3D form.
See, yeah.
So I like to keep my game verse and my movie verse separated at a vast range from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how you said, they're not bad. It's just that
from a fan, like, that's kind of like what Joel's saying with Final Fantasy. Like, he liked it, and he's probably right. It is probably a decent movie, but I was such a huge fan of Final Fantasy at the time, I couldn't look past the fact that it had nothing to do with the games. None of the games that had come out, and there was barely much in there at all that related to common themes within that series that I was just like, I can't get past it. And that's probably what you're doing with Resident Evil, and it's totally, I understand that completely.
I mean, back in the day, I think the first... I think we did see the first Resident Evil, right?
Where that little girl... Die, Dan.
Yeah, that's the first one, yeah.
The Red Queen. And you're all going to die down here when she said that, and I was like, oh, little bitch, stay away. Go away. Go
Well, like, I have a question. Hide somewhere. Back on Final Fantasy, is, like, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within that CG movie?
Yes.
Okay,
oh, so we're allowed to say CG, too?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, because... Lessa and I saw Final Fantasy Advent Children. Does that count in your books?
Oh, yeah, that movie does rock.
That movie, I've only seen clips of it, but the action seemed
I totally
decent.
Forgot about that one. That one's, like, the best one I think I've ever seen. Like, that was amazing. I totally forgot about it.
The Japanese version was really good because the English voices were off with the lips. There was no sync
that is
whatsoever.
True. That is true. But, yeah, okay, I changed my vote.
Yeah, I count that.
Yeah, I changed my vote. That one's amazing. I probably agree with Reen and Lessa if that's their top not-terrible video game movie.
I actually didn't put much thought into which video game movie would be my top. But now I could say that...
I mean, I don't think Resident Evil Executor 4D, it's only 19 minutes, and so that wouldn't really be considered a movie, but...
It was so blurry.
Wait, Generation and Damnation.
Yes, I love those.
What was that?
All right, wait. Resident Evil Damnation and then Resident Evil Degeneration, the two CGI movies with that starred Leon.
Oh,
though
I
wish they
those.
Would make a Resident Evil movie that starred Chris Redfield, because I love that man so much.
Oh, we weren't aware.
Well, I don't know. Wesker, I think, would be like the top, and then Chris would be the bottom.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at with your fan fiction here.
I wasn't meaning it like that, but I could mean it like
got
that.
Got a visual
too.
From that. Right.
Chris Redfield would be a power
really
bottom,
need.
You know what I'm saying? So, we get you, Reen. We get you.
I didn't mean it like that, but now that you bring the subject up, I will agree.
See, there you go. So you like the CG Resident Evil movies? I have to take a look at those.
I would say Damnation more than Degeneration because of a certain scene which irks me to no end. So if you watch it, I'll let you guess which scene. Okay. But it has to do with diving.
Okay.
But I would say Damnation because of the whole horde of Lickers.
The Lickers and then the Tyrants. Those
oh my
awesome.
God, Mr. T's, they're freaking everywhere. So yeah, my heart was pounding for that entire movie, and then they introduced another character, which, Reen, we should write a fanfic on that one.
We should.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
Did you say Mr. T is everywhere? I thought I just heard
yeah,
you
I
say
thought
that.
I heard Mr. T's everywhere. Yeah.
These
zombies are pitiful.
I'm pitiful.
Okay,
get out of here, damn zombie. Shoot you in the head. Ball you're gonna ball. Die.
Yeah, because there's this creature named, it's a tyrant, which is a BOW, like a biological weapon.
Okay.
Bioorganic weapon, sorry. And it's called the Tyrant T-102. So I think at one part in Umbrella Chronicles when you're playing, or Darkseid Chronicles when you're playing like Leon and Claire's campaign for co-op, he calls him Trenchy. And then so I think, why do we call him Mr. T?
I don't, because Mr. Trenchy, and then it just got
not
narrowed
Mr.
down
Trenchy.
To Mr. T.
All right, so yeah, we have definitely seems like kind of different tastes in video game movies, but I think we can all agree that nothing is as bad as the Super Mario Brothers movie.
No, for sure,
definitely not. So, all right, well, that's an unhealthy movie to watch, certainly. But I think we can kind of go to our next topic there and talking about sort of a serious thing. Also, kind of sad. There was a story that. If you follow any sort of gaming news, you might be familiar with already, but in the last week, there were two incidences or so that were reported. I think one big one out of Taiwan that I recall hearing of a gentleman in his early 30s, I think 32 years old or something, where he passed away after a long gaming session. 2 or 3 days he had been gaming straight, and he was doing it so in an internet cafe, and those are pretty big from what I've read in certain countries, some Asian countries like Korea. I've read a lot about that. They have a lot of those, and I guess this took place in Taiwan. And he had been gaming for so long and had done this, this is like a typical thing for him, that when he went to lay down or rest or whatever, and it was not uncommon that people would sleep there, he ended up passing away, and no one really noticed. And I think even part of the story said that when they took him out, when the police and everything came, that people were still gaming. And that kind of opened up some discussion about, unfortunately, the stigma of gaming. And I don't really want to stigmatize gaming here because, we all are gamers, and I don't think it needs any help in that regard. But, I just kind of wanted to see what people or what my, my co-host here thought about, unhealthy habits in gaming. Is it, when does it get to that point? Because I can't really relate to the story. I've never had a moment like that or even had like gaming sessions like that. So You know, there was a CNN article that talked about addiction in gaming and how that can lead to unhealthy habits. So, I don't know. Like I said, I can't relate. So, I don't know. Reen, Lessa, is there any instance you can think of that, I don't know, you can even relate to? I don't want to, like, put you on the spot and make you, like, seem like you're addicted to gaming, but anything you can give us here?
Yeah, I think Lessa and I can relate a little bit because on our birthday weekend, when she put in the Walking Dead game for 14 hours plus, mm-hmm. and then we decided to put in Murdered Soul Suspect, and like from the 14 plus hours up to whatever how many hours we put into Murdered Soul Suspect, like we had to eventually call it quits because we were starting to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I think 14 plus sitting in front of the TV nonstop, just like we didn't drink anything. We like maybe tea, but that dehydrates. That's a bad thing to do. Don't drink tea because it dehydrates you. And we didn't drink any water. We didn't eat. Our shoulders hurt, like our backs hurt because we were sitting on the floor. And then we just started feeling sick, like emotions. It wasn't with the characters, but it was like emotion sickness. So we had to like go outside for like 30 minutes just to get some fresh air because we felt so sick.
Mm.
So I can see how people, if it's like 3 days nonstop sitting like in that kind of condition, that it could kill someone. But
yeah.
Gaming's too addicting to care
definitely
at that
is.
Point.
I know,
yeah. When you get that trophy and you're like, oh my god, if I play and kill 30 more people of the same species, I get another trophy, and then it just goes from there. I mean,
yeah.
Like, it's not fun.
It's a progression.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like how it says in the article, like when the guy's describing addiction, that it boils down to constant, quote unquote, boils down to constant reinforcement, or more simply put, being constantly rewarded while playing the game, like getting a high or a buzz. Hell yes, when I play like Operation Raccoon City and I know that I'm the BAMF on the team,
mm-hmm.
that buzz is there. Maybe it just goes to my head, but that buzz is there.
Because you run in my room, let's go, I just killed 2 people, and I was like, I killed 5, and you're like, screw you, and then we go back to our separate rooms.
Yeah, it's, and this thing is that you mentioned that the trophies and stuff, there's, you know, there's that incentive to just keep achieving, and you challenge yourself, and that's good if you're like challenging yourself or whatever, and it can get to that point where, yeah, it can become like a minor addiction at times, and achievements and trophies could play into that, because while I'm not a trophy whore, I am an achievement whore in a lot of regards, and I do like to get a game to 100% complete, so if I feel like if I keep grinding and going, I'll get closer and closer to that, and it's an exciting feeling. But I was kind of curious on Joel's end, because you do speed runs, and I bet like if you do that, you unlock, like you get to a point where you're like, oh yeah, I got it, like I got this new like glitch or this exploit or whatever, and you're like, I'm gonna keep trying and hitting, like increase your time or decrease your time or whatever, you know, same.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who grind like on the same level or the same game for like hours and hours and hours. Some people on Twitch will do like 24 hour streams.
Wow.
And even the most extreme is like there's some runs that are, for example, the Grand Theft Auto trilogy for PS2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Grand Theft Auto 3 and then Vice City and San Andreas,
okay.
I think is what it is. They complete, like, they 100% all 3 of those games in one run.
Holy cow.
So it's like a 48-hour run or something. So they, like...
I'm actually impressed that it took them only that long.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's the speed run of it.
Right, well, yeah. It's, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Duh.
So, yeah, I don't know, like, I don't know how people can stay up that long and not...
Yeah.
Cause I don't think I could physically... push myself to keep playing longer than 12 hours. Like, there's certain games like Roller Coaster Tycoon I'll get real sucked into, and
mm-hmm.
I'll like work on the same like theme park for like a whole like day, almost like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, like I have to still, like obviously I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah,
and like I need to like let my eyes rest and take a break. So I can't see like physically pushing myself past 12 hours, pretty much.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know how you can actually do that.
Well, I think when you brought up the marathons, you know, there's a difference there between marathoning a game and knowing it's going to take you so long versus this idea of addiction. And I don't think any of us are there, and that's why it's kind of hard to imagine this. But even those people that do, like, 48-hour speed runs like that, they know what they're getting into. They say, I'm going to start, and I'm not going to finish until I'm done. And it usually takes me anywhere from, like, 46 to 50 hours or something like that. So they know, and they prepare, they hydrate themselves, they probably take breaks. You know, they're allowed to take breaks, I'm sure. Well, maybe not speedrun, but like world record holders, they're allowed to take breaks from time to time. Like, there's a difference there, as opposed to just saying, I'm going to sit down and play until I have to change my diaper or something. Like, it's just, it's something that, like he says here, the gentleman in this article is a CNN article. His name is Mark Griffith, says that, you know, any activity taken to excess can become addictive for a minority of any sort of, you know, population that we're talking about, in this case, gamers. I think we're fortunate to have gotten to this point in our lives gaming for the most of it and not gotten to a point of addiction. I was close probably one time. There were times where I would play Final Fantasy VII, mostly JRPGs, but at one point there was Final Fantasy VII. I would wake up at like noon, start playing, like in the summertime, I'd start playing. I wouldn't go to bed until 4 o'clock in the morning, and all I've been doing is playing Final Fantasy the entire time.
Yeah, I can relate. I know back in the day, Reena and I, we used to be addicted to the online multi-massive player game RuneScape. I don't know if either
of you... Oh god, don't bring up that demon.
I've heard that.
Oh yeah, those MMOs.
But, yeah, so we would sign on and just do like random crap, like cut down the magic trees, which would give us the most money at the Grand Exchange when we sold our supplies, mm-hmm. and then go kill Kebbets for fur, because that was back then, I guess, the highest that you could
play.
Sell.
Yeah, like...
It wasn't free to play, it was member play.
Sorry, the members, but those were the highest things to sell in the Grand Exchange. Oh my god, I should go back. I got an email, like, recently saying, well, I won't say my player's name, but it's embarrassing that they're like, blank, please come back. It misses you. And I'm like, oh god, RuneScape, I miss you too.
It misses you.
Oh, I know, because it was addicting, but, I mean, yeah, it got to the point where, like you said, for Final Fantasy, we would just wake up and be like, think of nothing and be like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play and I'm not going to stop playing until I get to level 98, and then they switched the whole combat system and the level system, so instead of 98 when I signed on, I was like 132 or some really odd number, and I was like, no, for free to play that, like, but that was the only highest level that you could go to 100, and now I feel gypped because they've given me such an odd number, and we were going to celebrate too with like pizza and be like, yay, we finally got to level 100, but then that happened and then we stopped playing.
Yeah, you just kind of, that was like your, okay, I 100% completed it at this point, so yeah, there's not much else to do.
It took the fun out of reaching that one level, because free to play was 99 and then 200 was members. Mm-hmm. So she's at 98 and I was at level 92 or 3. And we were like, okay, and she was going to reach level 99 by the night, and we're like, okay, cool. And the next day, they switched the combat system, where she was level 100, like she said, 132.
Mm-hmm. I think I was level 96, Rain.
I don't care, but they overshot, and it was a killjoy, and we stopped playing.
Yeah. Well, at least I kind of had, like, you had that goal you shot for, and it ended up stopping, so you didn't get sucked into it, so.
If I started now, I probably would, but yes.
But you at least know. And that's probably the difference between you...
That's half the battle.
It is, yeah. Thank you, G.I. Joe.
Knowing is half the battle, yeah.
G.I. Joe. Nice. Yeah, so anyway, I kind of want to move on to our next topic, but I think it's sad, obviously, what happened to these two gentlemen from Taiwan, you know, Taipei, and it was... it's unfortunate to hear for a number of reasons. One, that it just kind of brings up again another reason why people can stigmatize gaming, which is unfortunate because I think this is definitely an exception to the rule. But it is something to keep in mind because anything that's out there that can be exciting and fun and suck you in can be addicting, and it can, you know, as much as I love the virtual world, I also have an appreciation for the real world, and there's people out there that I know probably don't have that, and it's you know, I hope they take care of themselves and at least don't fall into something like this, and they're healthy. So but it's at least good that you guys brought up was it RuneScape, right?
Yeah.
Because I was actually reading an article the other day that kind of it brought up this topic I want to talk about. It was this I can't remember if it's on Kotaku or something else. I didn't have the link on our Google Doc here, but they talked about basically there's this massive community of gamers in the world, millions of gamers that only play one game. And I was like, I get it, like I know that. It's like I knew it in my brain. I'm like, yes, I know there's people out there that play one game. World of Warcraft, League of Legends, Dota, those kind of games that, you know, you obviously know that it takes so much time and energy to play those, you don't have time for anything else. But it just blew my mind reading the article, because the people that make these games know that. They know that it's a community. It's like it's its own society of people that they grab onto, and that the people themselves latch onto these games, and they don't do anything else. And as I kept reading it, almost, and I don't want to like make it sound negative, because I think the person that wrote it was definitely biased on this, but he started to make it seem like a cult. I thought that was slightly accurate, but also unfair, because I used to play just one subset of games, and that was JRPGs, but it was mostly a lot of Final Fantasies and things like that. But I branched out as I got older, but who's to say like that playing one game is wrong or not? I can't fathom it. I love my consoles. I love having this wide reach of gaming. And so I thought it was very interesting, and I wanted to kind of get y'all's take on it. If this is something that, you know, you obviously played RuneScape, so you did maybe do it for a while, but who knows? Maybe you played, did you play other games at the time?
Nope.
Okay. But why? Why didn't you?
Because RuneScape was so time-consuming, and it's, like you say, like, I guess an MMO, is that like the multi...
Yeah, that's what it
was. Yeah.
Yeah, like, all the characters in there were basically real people, okay, besides bots, because they have a bot problem, but most of the characters in there were other people. And it's like, when you can...
It was for the interaction, it was for the diversity, the range of different abilities you can do. You could stealth, you could mess with your ability, you could farm.
You could go on quests. Mm-hmm. You can earn, like, they have special events, like, say for Halloween, for Christmas, they would have special events where rare items are distributed, and those who don't participate in the events don't get it, and so you get to walk around after the event's over and say, oh, look at me, I got this cool hat, and someone's like, oh my god, where did you get the hat? And you're like, well, bitch, you didn't come to the event, so you didn't get it, it was for everyone who participated, I can't trade it, so long, that type of thing. And then, like, it's like, you know AOL back in the day, where, like, that texting thing?
Yeah, I guess, AIM. Like, right?
Like AIM, yeah. It was like that, but with your own character.
Okay.
You going on like little adventure like quests.
Got it.
It was very addicting. Hmm. And I now feel like I have to go back and play it.
No.
No RuneScape. No one mentioned RuneScape. I'm going to pull it up while we're in this podcast.
Got it. See, because I tried playing World of Warcraft a little while ago. I tried. I really did. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. It wasn't for me, and it wasn't just an idea of, like, I know that this would take up so much of my time that I couldn't do anything else. I felt like it was too big. It was just too massive. And that's mostly in the PC realm, but you're starting to see it happen in some console games, like Grand Theft Auto 5 is a good example. I know people that play the online portion of that only. You know, you got people that only play Call of Duty.
Well, like, what about Assassin's Creed? That's like... it's an open world.
Well, Resident Evil 2, because you have Operation Raccoon City, which is multiplayer. And
no, okay, wait. Raccoon City doesn't count because it's basically a linear path. They can't let you explore the city.
Okay. But so like even Assassin's Creed has an end, though. Like, get to a point and it's over.
There's so much exploring in that town.
That's true, but you only there's a finite number of feathers to collect, or a finite number of pieces of art to collect. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, World of Warcraft and League of Legends, you play it over and over and over and over again. You get rankings and you get up to the top, and it's huge on Twitch and everything like that. World of Warcraft, they keep adding expansions, and it's 10 years old now. It's 10 years old, and it's the same. It's the same game. They just keep adding, you know, expansion packs and things onto.
And like new quests.
Right.
Yeah, like, Lessa and I are actually guilty of trying World of Warcraft, because, like, one of our great friends, JDK Parker, he's on Twitter, and he
gave us a free membership for, like, a week to try World of Warcraft. I think it was for the Panda.
The Pandarian expansion. Oh, my God, our pandas were such freaking bamps. And it was fun because, like, Lessa had, like, I like their character, like, anything with a character design... I love, because, like, how you can customize your own character, that just sucks me in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was really interesting, because I created my own character, Lessa created hers, I call him DK for, like, we make a joke, like Donkey Kong, so DK created his own character, and then we all went around doing the quests. That was so much fun. Like, so I can see why World of Warcraft...
But you did it as, like, a group.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fun when you have, like, a group, like a I guess cult, mm-hmm. going back to your word.
Well, yeah, I don't want to use that word. Like, it's not something I agree with.
Cult.
But yeah, I don't know, Joel. Have you ever done any like MMOs or any?
Oh, I'll give you my 2 cents.
Here we go. I want more than that, though. Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right, good. He just gave me 2 pennies for folks at home paying attention. Because he's
I got
a jokester,
the jokes.
So. he's got jokes.
I got the visual jokes on an audio podcast.
Yes. You got, what is it that you have a face for radio sort of thing?
Yeah. I got jokes for, I got visual gags for radio.
Visual jokes.
Yeah. I mean, I will binge, I'll binge a game for like a couple weeks maybe, but after that, I need variety eventually. Mm-hmm. So. I wouldn't only want to have one game that I could play like for life, mm-hmm. or even for like more than a month, probably.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I was playing FIFA for like just FIFA for like several weeks to a month at a time, mm-hmm. or like just Mario 64, yeah. or a couple years back like just Roller Coaster Tycoon. But yeah, after a while, I want to switch it up, and especially if it was like multiplayer. I love having a variety of multiplayer games to play, local multiplayer. So, yeah, I wouldn't make a long-term commitment to something like WoW or RuneScape or anything like that.
Can I ask, though, if you, let's say, you know, all games in the world are wiped out, but you find one game left in the rubble, what do you want that game to be? You can play it, you have to play it for the rest of your life. What do you want it to be, Joel?
That's a good question.
I saw that Twilight Zone episode. Yeah.
I know, right? There's time.
There was time. I find a Super Mario 64 cartridge, but there's no console.
Right. Well,
there was time.
You find the game, the console, and all the stuff you need to play it. But yeah, what would it be? What would it be?
That's hard. I think it would be between the three I mentioned. It would be either FIFA, Mario 64, or Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
What would you pick,
yeah,
Tim?
That's tough.
Oh man. It is. I mean, I even came up with this question, and like, it's hard for me to decide because there's just so many great ones. I will say that, you know, it would probably have to be a JRPG, and it'd have to be a long one. And as much as I love Earthbound and Super Mario RPG, they're just too short. So I think I would probably have to play something like Final Fantasy VII or Final Fantasy IX, because at least in those games there are games within the game. So there's like a card game you can play in Final Fantasy IX, or you can go to like the Golden Saucer in Final Fantasy VII. So I'd probably say Final Fantasy IX, because I think I could at least like feel like, you know, a connection to that game and feel like I'm not alone in the world. Because I assume if there's only one game left, I'm the only human left as well. But yeah, probably Final Fantasy IX. Yeah. It's not my favorite game of all time. But it would be probably the one I'd play the most. But because I don't think I could do, well, what's the point of MMORPGs if there's no one left? But that's just my thing. I don't know. Joel, which have you figured out?
I'll go with Roller Coaster Tycoon because it has more, it's, you know, basically infinite possibilities. It's the best sandbox game, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that would keep me occupied for a really long time.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm changing it to The Sims.
That'd be a really good choice.
Because you know what? When you said that, the infinite possibilities, there's only so much you can do in Final Fantasy IX. The Sims, yeah, I'd just do crazy shit in that thing.
If everyone else is dead, might as well simulate life.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yes. Then put on all those like little test bug codes to like make yourself like this rich billionaire.
Infinite simoleons. Yep. So what about you girls? What would you play for all eternity?
I'm gonna go with The Sims too.
Yeah.
I mean, not
the sequel,
Sims number,
huh?
But like The Sims as well.
No, they're like, The Sims 2. Yeah. And then
Les, are you going with The Sims 3?
Yeah. Party Animals, the expansion pack.
The herbs.
I mean, like, when I look at all the games that I have on my shelf, there's not really one that I would want to play for eternity, because I know right now for Resident Evil 6, I have, like, 346 hours on that game, and then for Operation Raccoon City, I have 7 days worth of hours.
Jeez,
but if I'm the only person playing that game, then there's not really a point, so yeah, I'm going to go with The Sims as well.
There you go,
yeah.
Joel. We're going to be Sims. Playing The Sims. You're stuck with Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, that game's better. So.
Wait, so if we were all the only person left, that means there'd be four of us, so maybe if we could all like find some way.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Together. Oh, yeah, wait, Left 4 Dead 2 together.
Nice.
Well, the zombies.
It prepares us for the world apocalypse of zombies.
Yeah.
Because eventually we'll they're going to rise real. Up. Yeah. Perfect. I like it. All right. So there you go. We got 3 votes for Sims and 1 vote for Roller Coaster Tycoon for the apocalypse game, post-apocalyptic surviving game. I like it. So
I wonder if any of our listeners would like to answer that question themselves, like say which game that they would want to be the only one that they could play.
Yeah, let's. I'm going to tweet it out. Yeah.
Hashtag one game.
Hashtag one game apocalyptic yes. game. Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely. I'll shoot that out after the podcast. So if you're listening, it's already been tweeted out. But don't be shy. Tweet at us. What game you would play, listeners, for all of eternity? If it's the apocalypse and you're the only one left, and you dig out a game from the rubble, what do you want it to be? So let us know. Oh, that's it. Yeah, it's our last. We didn't have a lot of topics tonight, so it's gonna be a little shorter. So. Again, I want to thank my awesome co-hosts, Joel, Rena, and Lessa, for being here. Again, thank you, girls, for coming back after your birthday hiatus. As always, we wish you a belated happy birthday and all the happiness in your, well, not horror video game playing that I thought you all had, your murder mystery and other assorted games. So.
Aw, thank you so much. You make me blush even though you can't see.
That's true.
May your fanfic ideas be ever flowing.
Yes.
From your
and ever filled with things I don't want to hear
brains.
About.
They'd probably give you nightmares.
I know. One day I'm gonna they're gonna be sending me manuscripts of their fanfiction. I'm just gonna be like, oh god, and you'll find me in a pool of my own drool, just dead from reading it. It's like the ring of books. So not that it's bad, it's just probably so good. It's like the Ark of the Covenant. I'll just melt after reading it. You can't open it. Or I don't want to read about Chris Redfield being a power bottom. So
I'm laughing so hard because it's true, I'm sorry.
He'd be the catcher, I guess.
I know, right? So it has to be. So anyway, thank you to all of our listeners as well for joining us and putting up with us and our rants on gaming. So you can find us on Twitter. We gave all of our Twitter handles, but the podcast itself can be found at @ASG_podcast. You can also find our podcast on Podomatic. I think we're also on Stitcher, and I did confirm this week's. I hadn't checked it for a little while just to make sure we're still up there, but we are on iTunes. So go ahead and check us out. Hit that subscribe button.
That means we're a real podcast.
We are a real podcast. We have not been shut down by almighty Apple Core yet, so or at least kicked out of their iTunes.
Apple Core.
Libraries. So, but yeah, you can find us at all those areas. Don't be shy as well to hit us up on Twitter with questions and let us know what you think of the podcast. So, yeah, I think we'll go ahead and sign off now. As always, gamers around the world listening, game on. This has been All Systems Go.
Intro music provided by Wonderflux and outro provided by Labyrinth. You can find more information about All Systems Go at asgpodcast.podomatic.com or follow us on Twitter at @ASG_podcast.